This Twit News is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Stay in control when it comes to your company's access points and authentication. LastPass makes enterprise-level security simple for your remote workforce. Check out LastPass.com/twit to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This is Twit News, episode 355, recorded on Thursday, June 11th, 2020. PS5, the future of gaming. This Twit News is brought to you by LastPass. Prepare for the unexpected in your business with LastPass, trusted by over 17 million users and 61,000 businesses worldwide. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. Hello and welcome to Twit News. Today we are following closely Sony's big event, The Future of Gaming. I'm Jason Howell. I'm so happy to drop in for this event. I have the PS4, and I don't know if that necessarily means that I'm going to get the PS5 right when it launches, supposedly at the end of this year, but I'm super curious about it. And today we're going to find out a lot about the games that some of the games that are being announced. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot of splashy graphics. I know we're going to hear some interesting audio, whole lot to look forward to in this announcement. Joining me for this special live coverage is Jeff Cannata. DLC on 5x5 Network is your podcast, and you're an avid gamer and just an awesome guy. It's been a while since I've talked to you. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing okay. I guess, you know, it's the question of our times. How you doing? You know, it's a heavy question doing these days, but yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm excited for this event very much. It's going to be very interesting to see how much we find out, if we get a release date, if we get a price point. Lots of big questions. Then, of course, lots of games. I'm expecting to see lots of games.
Yeah, and Sony has made that pretty clear that we're going to, you know, largely this event, we're going to see and experience some of these early announcements of some games to look forward to. We've heard of a few games that are on the horizon. You know, Fortnite, of course, will be there at launch. Next Battlefield game in 2021. Assassin's Creed Valhalla is confirmed. Godfall, late 2020. So it's little bits and pieces, but I think today we're going to get more of an indication as far as what to really get excited about. Largely that's done by seeing the game footage. And in many ways, you know, Sony's also touted the audio capabilities of this, and that you'd be wise to have your headphones on when you watch this event because of kind of some of the audio stuff that they have going on. So a lot to look forward to there.
Though, I mean, I was just saying, it's interesting, though, that the event is only going to be streamed in 1080p, 30 frames per second, which
that is very for a
flagship product that's touting 4K, 60 frames per second as its key feature, one of its key features. It seems a little strange if you want to wow us with fidelity or what the fidelity of these games is going to be to not deliver that. It sounds like their statement about it reference the fact that since a lot of these teams are working from home, they found that to be the most efficient way to make this event come off. But it still feels like, well, we're not really going to see what's so special about some of this stuff. I think there'll still be some eye-popping graphics, but certainly we'll have to use our imagination a little bit to imagine what it would be like in 4K, 60 frames.
Yeah, and particularly with this live event specifically, I think I did read somewhere that they plan on uploading this after the fact, or maybe I'm making that up, but I feel like I read that they plan to upload it at the full resolution at some point. And maybe they're just talking about some of the gameplay footage, you know, after the fact. You can see a lot of this stuff in full res, so you'll be able to kind of get a better understanding, a better picture of what it's going to look like down the line. But yeah, it is kind of curious. But hey, we're in the era, the age of COVID, where literally everything, technologically speaking, is forgiven. Like if something crashes, blame COVID. It's cool.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, it's true. And I do understand, but part of the thing of this big reveal of what the future of gaming, if they're calling it that, is seeing what this system can do. But, you know, you said games and you said what's on the horizon. I think that's a lovely little pun, because Horizon, I hope, is one of the Horizon Zero Dawn sequel potentially being one of the big games that might be revealed here. That was on my podcast. That was our game of the year, the year it came out. And it's certainly something that I'm hoping we see more of for that franchise with PlayStation 5. And certainly possible to have that be the closing game of this show. We'll see. Mm,
that would be a big marquee way to close out the event and leave everybody on the highest of notes to be like, oh, yeah. Okay, then I absolutely have to have this. Any other games that you're kind of hoping to see make their way here, at least in a preview here or eventually?
Well, Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man was a huge PlayStation 4 game. It might be a little early to get a sequel to Spider-Man. Insomniac is now a first party Sony studio. So I think they are working on it, no doubt. And a lot of what they've been showing internally or has been leaked as far as tech demos on what the PlayStation 5 can do has been using the first Spider-Man as a benchmark to show how fast load times have gotten with the new SSD and the new architecture. So Spider-Man 2 is a possibility. I think there's a lot of really big PlayStation 4 games that are about to come out. Last of Us 2, Ghost of Tsushima. But that next wave of PlayStation 5 games that we don't yet know about, I think that's the question mark.
Yeah, indeed it is. You mentioned a little bit about the hardware while we're kind of waiting for this event to kind of kick off here. Some pretty impressive stuff going on with what we know about the PS5. You're talking about the super fast SSDs, which is just going to change so much as far as the gaming experience, you know, cutting down on load time, enabling developers to get incredibly creative with their level design so they don't have to like take all this other stuff into factor into their planning. Whole lot more to look forward to. That's just touching on it, but I'm realizing that the event is now starting. So we'll do what we do here, which is, you know, we'll watch along with you, and if you're tuned into this, you know that we'll kind of share our thoughts on this as it continues.
Before, cool.
Yeah, everything's kind of releasing slowly.
Revealing the symbol logo for PlayStation.
And my understanding is this is kind of like a pre-recorded event. So this isn't like live.
Well, we don't really know. I don't know exactly how much is going to be talking heads, how much is going to be voiceover, how much is going to be just gameplay footage. They really haven't revealed any of even the format of what this is going to be. Theoretically, this is what would have been like an E3 presentation, but they already said they weren't going to be at E3 this year, so. And there's the traditional 4-button logo.
That's right. While we're journeying into this, diving in.
You ever wonder, like, different choices?
Somebody's going to take us on a how we look might backwards. End up.
No. I like the hand we've been dealt.
Not a glowing neck. You got a war. Ultimate. Final Fantasy. Oh, even Astrobots.
I was going to say. Yeah, I'm hoping for that too. We don't really know very much about the PS5 VR strategy, other than that the console will be backwards compatible, that if you have a PSVR, that should kind of extend into this new console. But do they have plans to like build this out into a next PSVR? We don't really know. So it'll be interesting to see how that ties in. I hope so too.
When I moved here,
Rockstar.
Yes, it was the weather.
First logo is Rockstar.
Or the, I don't know, that thing, that magic.
I thought we was trying to get out of this bullshit.
No, they're just talking about the history of great places.
So we might have a few left bombs swears on the stream. So be forewarned.
My job, my score, get your own.
How deep do you dive into the Grand Theft Auto series?
Me, it's never been my favorite, but I'm certainly impressed every time by what they're able to put out with GTA. It's the fidelity of the world is incredible, and the stories have never been to my taste, but I always play through those games and appreciate the artistry at work.
Yeah, indeed. It's an impressive sprawl that these games are able to pull off.
Extraordinary, yeah.
But yeah, I would agree. Kind of the storyline of the few that I've started. I've never finished one, but the few that I've started, just it doesn't hold my imagination personally. But this is Grand Theft Auto 5 is what they're showing off right now.
I think we're kind of stepping through the history of great Sony games that are associated with Sony consoles, although of course GTA 5 has been out on Xbox as well. And PC now.
So this is one of those
remasters.
Here's a title. We're going to renovate it.
2020
and bring you a revamped version of it in 2021. Well, Grand Theft Auto.
Considering that GTA 5 is still on NPD top 10s, however many years it's been since it came out, it's still in the top 3 or 4 games every month. It's pretty wild that people are still buying it just now. But
yeah.
GTA 5 PS5. Wow.
Real quick mention, this Twit News is brought to you by LastPass. You can stay in control when it comes to your company's access points and authentication. LastPass makes enterprise-level security simple for your remote workforce. Make sure and check out LastPass.com/twit, and you can learn more. We've got a whole lot more games. We've only scratched the surface of this announcement, so we're going to check back in. So at this point, it seemed like they were just going to do a running stream of like trailers and stuff. But we actually have Jim Ryan, president and CEO of Sony.
What better way to bridge our past and our future than with a game that's graced every PlayStation console, Grand Theft Auto? It's been a privilege partnering with Rockstar Games for many years now. And we're thrilled to open today with the news that that partnership will continue with PlayStation 5. It's now just over a year since we began sharing technical details of PlayStation 5. But today's the day that we've been looking forward to for years.
It's kind of a strange thing to show you just some of the games. GTA 5 as the first game, because they've said that it will be backwards compatible, this console, with a lot of the titles. So you'd think that your existing copy of GTA 5 would work. But
showcases how PS5 has inspired developers to create new experiences.
I imagine that it would be. So what is the benefit of an updated version of this?
Say revised and expanded. It seems vague.
Yeah. All right. So game footage coming up has been shown and captured from the PS5, of course. It'd be weird if it wasn't.
The GTA 5 footage was not.
A hero is just someone who doesn't give up. Your dad said that. He was right.
Oh, this is Spider-Man.
Now it's your turn.
Oh, yep.
Go be a hero, Miles.
Oh, it's Miles. Miles Morales.
Okay, let's do this.
In this moment in time, I think this is a wonderful way to start this stream. Black Spider-Man, I think, is...
absolutely.
Miles Morales, great character from the comics, had a small role in the first Spider-Man game, but it looks like a much expanded role in the sequel, which I think is fantastic.
I mean, what we saw from the Unity demo not too far back, and what we're seeing here as we see more kind of gameplay footage, I'm really impressed with just the quality of kind of the physical representation of people in these games. It's just getting so much more realistic and lifelike. I love it.
Yeah. Interesting that that's not Spider-Man 2. It's called Spider-Man Miles Morales. I wonder if that's... I wonder if that is the next Spider-Man. Clearly it's the next Spider-Man Insomniac project, but I wonder if it is the only next Spider-Man Insomniac project. Interesting. I'm thrilled. I think that's a great...
Yep.
And here we are with Gran Turismo, of course, a big PlayStation brand from Polyphony.
Yes. Indeed.
Racing games, have always been a great way to showcase the new capabilities of new hardware, shiny things that look real.
Yeah, exactly. And as these consoles get more and more photorealistic, that's just an impressive feat in and of itself, to look at something and have to ask yourself, wait a minute, is that video footage or is that actually real? And yeah, it's awesome to watch the big guns do it, you know, make that work so effectively. Like, that is just stunning.
Yeah, I wonder how many times this game will be delayed.
is that a big running thing with Gran Turismo games?
Yes. Polyphony is their attention to detail is maniacal, and they're famous for adding more and more and more and delaying their games. Gran Turismo 7. Wow.
7. All right.
Here we are games. Looking at sort of more in depth of to what the game is going to interface is going to look like. Are you a car guy, Jason?
Like real life car guy? No. Like, I'm not the kind of person that knows all the models and has favorites or anything like that could really geek out on cars in real life. I do love a good racing game, though. Like, it's one of my favorite genres. To just sit down and play like a well done, flashy, impressive looking racing game, I totally enjoy it. What about you?
Yeah, I'm not a car guy either, and I know Gran Turismo is certainly that simulation style. I like car video games where I can crash and jump and do, you know, arcadey fun goofy stuff. I'm certainly not the best person to judge whether this game looks great or not, but it certainly visually is impressive.
Yeah, indeed. Now, is there any VR hook into previous Gran Turismo games? I feel like racing games like this could benefit so greatly from VR hook.
I believe there was a VR sort of short tech demo that was tied to Gran Turismo that came out for PlayStation VR. I seem to recall that. It was more of a look at the cars, walk around them, see the detail. Okay. I don't think it was actually racing, but there are plenty of VR racing games.
Sure,
That cockpit view is perfect for VR.
Yeah, Carson, producer, is saying in chat that Gran Turismo 4 does have a PS VR mode, but maybe it is kind of what you're talking about as opposed to in-game racing.
I think it was limited, but I could be wrong about that.
Yeah.
Like I said, not my... Ooh, Ratchet and Clank!
Clank. Right back.
Yeah. No way. It appears that the dimensions are collapsing on one another. If we cannot get to right the ship,
it's almost hard for me to believe that Ratchet and Clank could look any better than it already does. It looks like a Pixar movie, even on PlayStation
it really
4.
Does.
Yeah, you know, even on PlayStation 4, it looks like a Pixar film. Like this is gorgeous, and I'm excited for Ratchet and Clank, but it certainly doesn't feel like this could only be possible on PlayStation 5. You know?
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, it's true.
The dimensions are weakening considerably.
This is really in the age of like duplicating these animations that you see in the theater. You're just getting it in real time on these consoles now. I love it.
It feels like this sort of portal effect of, you know, that we're seeing of flopping through realities is one of those things that is possible because of the speed of no load times. You know, we have these being loaded in, layered on one another. So it does feel a bit like a showcase of what's possible. So I take back what I just said.
Well, I wonder how this. Yeah, if would Sony release this as a 5 and a PS4 game? Do they have any history that you are aware of in kind of doing dual releases for two different platforms, or they're just going to go whole hog on PS5 on something like this?
Well, they do, but they have said that explicitly, in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, they put out a statement saying there will be PS5 exclusives, which is in direct opposition to what Microsoft has said, which is the first year of Xbox Series X, every single game that comes out, first party games will work backwards to Xbox One. So they really were differentiating themselves there quite intentionally.
Wow. Okay.
Brand new, full-length, interdimensional adventure built from the ground up for the PlayStation 5. We're doing things we've never been able to do before. Like,
this is what you're talking
dimensional
about.
Rifts to be able to leap from planet to planet nearly instantly. Or put ray trace reflections on Clank. All of our alien worlds are filled with density and life previously unseen. Plus, Ratchet's all-new arsenal is more exciting than ever thanks to the DualSense controller's enhanced feedback. Mm. Ratchet and Clank are near and dear to our hearts at Insomniac, and we can't wait to share more with you in the future. But for now, here's another look.
It has some splashy graphics. Yeah, I'm super curious about this controller too. All of the haptic aspects of it. They're talking it up pretty heavily, so I really want to know if it can really deliver on kind of increasing the immersion in the gameplay experience. Sounds like they have high hopes for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I'm curious as well. It's kind of the first time they've really changed the form factor for one of their controllers. I mean, even since the early days of PlayStation.
Do you like the kind of the look of it? It was a mixed response.
I do. Feel
like, when they revealed it. I like it.
Yeah, I've always preferred the Xbox controller, so it does feel much more like that. And I prefer that feel in my hand to the DualShock. But boy, what we're looking at is truly extraordinary. This like. Instantaneous loading and going back and forth between these look like wildly different levels.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, all of this probably enabled due to the fact that the SSD makes load times such not as much of an issue as previous consoles, so it can kind of load in real time instead of having to design a level that kind of delays you in any sort of sense. This is just like, boom, boom, you're there. The load time isn't going to slow down that transition.
Yeah, I think that we have a conception in our heads about how load times will improve games, and they will do exactly what we're thinking, like you're saying, of, just removing that screen that says loading. But also, I've talked to some developers that are talking about how it's allowing them to completely rethink how you design a game. And I think this is an example of what is actually possible from a gameplay perspective when you have the ability to load things in instantaneously. This is a really, I think, clever and extraordinary idea of how to use tech. It's really cool.
Yeah, a really great out-of-the-gate demonstration of the power of that. For sure. This looks like a lot of fun, I have to say.
Yeah. Rift Apart. Very cool.
Rift Apart. Right on. Nice. Now, how wowed were you by that? The example that came out not too long ago, the Unreal Engine footage. I mean,
that was gobsmacking. It was so tied to this hardware, right? It was so branded with PlayStation. I was actually worried that today would feel a little underwhelming because that's still a year or more off, even having developers having their hands on that engine at all, let alone the games. So we're not going to see stuff that's Unreal Engine 5 for quite a while. Mm-hmm. What is this?
So it will be tested. Truths will be questioned.
Sorry, I'll get my movie guy voice on.
Yeah, I like it.
She will rise. That's cool. Project
New IP.
Athia. Okay.
Love seeing new IP.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty cool looking. Exclusive. All right. So there you got, new IP exclusive to the PS5.
I wonder if that's a first party game. I didn't see a studio logo. Maybe I missed it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. I did not see it. We're going to get into some horror games here in a second, I'm sure. At some point, maybe.
Annapurna has quickly become one of my favorite publishers. Annapurna picks just exquisite projects. I am so impressed every time. So seeing that logo, I perk up.
Nice. All right, more of a sci-fi bend to it. To be a world where robots are the norm over humans. I think I saw something on the wall that said RIP humans, so maybe robots have taken over. That's great.
The old like a throwback Apple looking.
Yeah. Right. It's like robot Blade Runner.
Yeah. Looks very cool.
Robot dominated Blade Runner.
We're just layers down on the dystopia, right? It's yeah. Dystopian for the people that inherit the planet from us.
I was gonna say, you know, so this is called Stray.
Very cool.
Oh, okay. With the feature being the kitten or the cat there at the end, dystopia, but really that far away? I mean, seriously, I could conceive of a time when the robots are ruling the Earth like that, and all of our hope is put into the paws of a kitten.
Might be time to deep dive into the hardware specs.
Yeah, so this launches with the 4K Blu-ray physical drive. The new Xbox will not have a physical drive. Is that right? That's going to be purely... Is that right?
There's going to be multiple SKUs. I think one will have a physical drive and one will not.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Time for Blu-ray to be a dying medium, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I suppose, you know, certain people, there is still that kind of idea of physical ownership that still enables that as opposed to going all in on buying digitally. Do you have a preference either way?
I've just gotten to the point where I want less stuff in my life, less physical stuff. And so I'm all in. I appreciate the fidelity you get with a Blu-ray disc. I just want fewer things.
Yep.
Making games used to be about these constant trade-offs between the artistic vision and technical limitations. With PS5, we're not going to be burdened like that. We're going to be able to realize our artistic vision a lot better. It's got a ton of horsepower, which is very easy to unlock, and it's a machine that's really easy to develop on. The PS5 will present a paradigm shift as to what players will come to expect from gaming. Will let us tell stories, make worlds, create gameplay that I think will truly captivate the player and really surprise quite a few people. Please take a look at this new franchise for Worldwide Studios coming exclusively for PlayStation 5.
All right, exclusive. Coming up here. They had a little bit of a look leading up to this of the controller and kind of what to look forward to there.
Housemark.
Yeah. Housemark. Okay.
Over and over, I relive my first moments on this alien planet. The crash. The attack. My death.
Little Groundhog Day or Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah, right. Wait for Bill Murray to walk out and
is no escape.
Join her in space.
Each time I awake, this planet seems somehow different, as if changing. This world is becoming part of me, infecting my mind. My memories. The longer I spend here, the more I can feel my sanity slip away. But I cannot lose hope. My only choice is to keep fighting. To keep looking for answers. Is to break the cycle. Before the cycle breaks me.
Returnal.
Interesting.
All right, so new IP there, exclusive to PS5. That looked pretty promising.
Looks like a larger project for Housemarque. They've made Resogun and Dead Nation and some smaller sort of arcadey games. That looks... very cool indeed. Yeah, interesting. Also, just to point out, here we are almost a half an hour in, yet to see a game whose protagonist is a white male.
I was just going to say the same thing, like a strong female lead in that one. And it doesn't even look like there's any other humans in that game at all. Yeah. So that's great. It's good to see.
I agree.
Not sure what we're looking at here.
Something disturbing.
See.
Oh, it's Little Big Planet?
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right, Little Big Planet. You had to know. I mean, Little Big Planet was a launch title for I think it was part three was a launch title for the last PlayStation. Is that right? Like it was there very, very early on.
Yeah, I mean, we just had Dreams come out. So I wonder if this is even the same studio, because Dreams was such a multi-year huge project. And this looks like a pure platformer. It doesn't seem to have that creation element that has been part of the Little Big Planet franchise before. This looks like just a pure platformer.
Yeah. Yeah, these games are so much fun. Love them. My kids love them too. Nice to have some good kind of kid-friendly PlayStation options. Sometimes, like, I have the PS4. Sometimes that, you know, that could be my criticism of the platform, is that of the console, is that there's just so much for older, but for younger, like, finding good quality titles that, you know, like my 7-year-old can really dive into. Sometimes I feel like I have to dive deep in order to find them. I wish it wasn't so. Nintendo does such a great job with their catalog of appealing to all ages in much of what they put out.
Yeah, and when Microsoft had their first Xbox Series X event last month, I think it was, or earlier, one of my criticisms was that it was very just dark, mature, doer. You know, it was just kind of a depressing look at a slate of games. They looked like good games, but it was all of a certain type. And it's nice to see, as you said, variety here.
That game will be titled Sackboy.
Challenging him is Jeff and a whole host of heavy hitters. It's time for Destruction Monsters.
All right, so here you go. A little bit of a racing game. This maybe
now it's something I can relate to. Crashing.
I mean, Destruction Derby comes to mind. Real old, old classic game.
Twisted Metal. It kind of looks a little bit Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal. Yes, you're right.
It's as if Twisted Metal and Rocket League had a baby, is what this game looks like.
Totally. Yes, indeed, it does. Definitely has a lot of personality to it, too.
It's interesting that there's this getting out of the car being a person part. you know, it feels like I would not want to be out of the car in this situation.
Only in a video game. Well, it's like Twisted Metal, Rocket League, and then Fortnite with the character play, you know?
Yeah. I would not be surprised if that was the pitch.
Totally. Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate, actually. What we're looking at. Destruction All-Stars. Real quick, I'm going to take a break here and thank LastPass. It's always important to have a plan for the unexpected. LastPass can be deployed quickly in the midst of any event to ensure your business keeps running smoothly and every employee login is secure. You get a whole lot with LastPass. Single sign-on, which manages employee access in a centralized view, so IT always has insight into who has access to what from where. Enterprise password management ensures oversight of shadow IT, enforceable policies across all password-protected accounts. Of course, multi-factor authentication, which requires additional factors to prove a user's identity, while the use of biometric and contextual factors makes the process smooth for employees, keep it easier. So business should be thinking about all of these layers of defense beyond the password. And LastPass does that. They do not send or store the master password, which means they can't access your data, so hackers can't either. encryption happens on the device level. They use 256-bit AES encryption, the same utilized by banks and the military. And they're protecting you while providing a seamless workflow for your employees. Account access and passwords can be shared securely between employees, whether they're in the office or remote, like most of us are at this point in time. Employees get a secure access to their work applications with SSO and password management. There's always an offline mode for both password management and multi-factor authentication, so employees can always access what they need. We use it. We love it, LastPass, here at Twit, and you should check it out too. LastPass can help make remote work simple and secure. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to find out how they can help your business stay productive and secure no matter what. That's LastPass.com/Twit. Thank you for your patience there. We will jump right back into this live coverage and see what we are in the middle of showing right now with Sony. And I've got Jeff Cannata along with me, DLC Podcast, 5x5 Network. Fun hanging out with you talking games.
Yeah, this is fun.
Now, what is this? Okay, so this looks a little bit more playful as well, at least.
Yeah.
Has a nice playful character to it. You were talking about games that look like Pixar, man. Some of this stuff just looks like...
Yeah, this looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of an old Xbox game called Cameo Elements of Power. But it clearly is not that, but... reminiscent. Ooh, that's pretty.
Yeah, very.
Kena Bridge of Spirits, not Cameo Elements of Power. Very different.
I was like, maybe it is. Who the heck knows? Maybe it is Cameo. Kena Bridges of Spirit. Cool. So of what we've seen so far, what's really kind of like grabbing you right now based on what you've seen so far?
I'm very wowed by the Ratchet and Clank footage, but I think for me, the thing that got me jumping out of my seat is the Miles Morales Spider-Man game. I mean, that just is so exciting. But both of those Insomniac projects. So Insomniac, great acquisition by Sony. You know, great job to fold them into the first party. This is fun. Looks like full animated, cel-shaded animated, hand-drawn look.
But something's holding me back. Maybe it's just nerves. Maybe it's the fear that I'll never be as good as what I imagine when I'm still just standing on the edge. But if we've got nothing else to lose, might as well jump.
This game looks like a fun one to watch someone playing as well. You know what I mean? Some games lend themselves to the spectator experience, and I could see this being fun to watch.
It's great that they're giving time to something as different as this, right? This feels very much like an emotional journey, not necessarily an action-packed game, and kudos to them for devoting time in this presentation to that.
Goodbye Volcano High is the name. They gave the date or the year 2021, so we'll see that next year. But yeah, that one definitely stands out as looking very different from anything we've seen so far.
Hi, I'm Lorne Lanning, and I'm here to share with you a game that I've been dying to make. It's an emotionally engaging story where rescuing is rewarding, failure is devastatingly hilarious, and the memories should last you a lifetime. Take a look.
You gotta hand it to Lorne Lanning for being so committed to Oddworld for so many years.
Believed, no kidding. Trusted, no kidding.
Followed, and it led them here. You may have escaped the murderous blades, but the fate of your entire people is up to you.
The Oddworld IP just never became what he thought it would, and I just don't know if it has the cachet that he always wanted it to have, but he's getting into it. You know, they're still making Oddworld games, and it's so fun. That makes it break through, and it looks like a kind of 2.5D platformer shooter, which is a strange... I don't know. I don't know about this one.
You must find your full voice.
Don't do it. Or do it. I don't know. I don't know whether you cut that or not.
Yeah.
Oddworld Soulstorm. Oh, I think that looks pretty cool. The whole Oddworld franchise, I understand what you're saying. Like, I've appreciated the look and kind of like the vibe of those games, but I've never like been able to like super immerse myself into them. Something holds me back.
Yeah, they've always sort of not achieved, I think, what Morten Lanning wanted them to. But I don't want to put words in his mouth. They've not been what I it never really landed as a top tier franchise for me. But
sure, Supernatural Tokyo is...
I mean, those are two words that sound really cool together, I have to
yeah,
say.
Totally. Right off the top, I'm intrigued.
You see things others can't. Hear threats others don't.
Nope, I'm out.
Yep.
Headless
people.
Ghost girl. I'm already not necessarily going to play this one, but you know.
Are you a fan of kind of like the horror games? I don't know if this is a horror game, but
sometimes.
Yeah, it looks more
sometime.
Supernatural.
I can play horror games sometimes, but this one. Not doesn't look like my aesthetic.
this is a little bizarre. This is bizarre.
I'm into it. I mean, it's cool. I trust that I can handle it.
Yeah, this is cool. This almost makes it seem like it's a VR title, but.
Yeah, it does look not. A little bit like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of have
no mention of VR.
Yeah, like
I wonder if we'll get any VR at all today. I would be sad if no, but maybe that means there'll be another event somewhere down the line. Ghostwire
Tokyo 2021. Yeah, my hunch is that we won't see any VR, but I'd be happy if we did.
Yeah.
Of the PSVR games that you've played, what is the one that stands out for you?
Astrobot Rescue Mission, I think, is the most delightful, magical experience.
So I love that game. Absolutely love it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So well done.
Looks a little bit like Horizon. Oh, Super Brothers. Oh. Indie Studio.
Okay. I'd be curious. I know over the Skype connection, I'm not getting the full, like, you know, headphone experience that Sony had touted for this. I would be curious to go back to some of this footage and watch it after the fact and put on the headphones and get the full experience, because that is one thing that Sony is really talking up about this system, is how well the 3D audio capabilities are going to be. And I don't know, as an audio nerd, that excites me, and I think it's just, it makes an experience so much more immersive when the audio is on point like that. So
it's cool that they're putting such an emphasis on audio, because you don't really hear that as touted totally as often. Yeah. This looks really interesting. Super Brothers did Sword and Sorcery, which was a pixel art game that came out several years ago, which I loved. So this is very different than that, for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Not really getting a whole lot off of these clips. It's pretty elusive. so far, as far as what to even expect out of what we're seeing. It seems like a vast landscape, like a lot, you know, a lot of sprawling adventure, perhaps. But holiday 2020. So this would be this year. This would be a launch title. Oh, did they give a name for it, or did I miss it?
It was called Jet Far Shore.
Jet Far Shore.
Or Jet to the Far Shore, or something like that.
Curious to find out more about that one.
Gearbox. Gearbox, of course, makes Borderlands. One of those you ever seen, I'ma need a crown. I'm the only one that ever held it down at the tip top. People flip flop every day, not I top five. I'm a big shot. I'm the one that wanna take the big shots, big bombs, big rings, big rocks, big bag, big moves, big cars, big man, big plan, get lost in this wrong. Look at me now, can't hold me down. So give me the crown. Make way for the king.
So I guess a fighting game? I mean, I guess.
This looks more like a sort of a Devil May Cry third person action. Okay.
All right. I'm trying to track on this one. The cuts are so fast.
Godfall. Yeah, this is that one of the very few PS5 games that had been revealed before this event. Okay. Godfall coming out this year.
Confirmed. Late 2020 was what we knew before. And they put a little wreath on the O of Godfall just to let you know you can get it in the holidays this year. Don't you worry. Yeah. So is your plan to pick up one of these consoles ASAP as soon as it releases? Or?
Yes, I will be. As soon as they let me give them their money, I will be trying to get one of these to my house. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a challenge from what they say, what everybody seems to be saying. These supplies are not anticipated to be huge for obvious reasons in the holidays, but
yeah, this looks really
curious
cool.
To see how they do that. Yeah. Solar ash. That looks intriguing. I feel like I need to see more. I need to understand that one a little bit more. That one didn't pull me in as much, but kind of got the vibe from that one that you were getting earlier.
Yeah, clearly a smaller title.
Could an earlier console do that? Yeah.
But I like the fact that they have room for indie titles and smaller things here. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Hitman, I'm guessing. Yeah.
It was always going to end like this.
People have talked very highly of the Hitman series. It's another series I just could not get into.
Your sacrifice only sped up the process.
Yeah, I have not explored the Hitman series at all.
Famous for sort of improvisational, multi-approach way to every level where you can really get creative in how you attack each scenario.
So it's not as linear as some.
Yeah, it's sandboxy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sometimes I find the sandbox, I get too lost in the weeds that it kind of, for me, can zap the fun a little bit.
Yeah.
Awaits.
It's almost like I need a little bit of guidance here. Just give me a it doesn't have to be a narrow track, but give me a track. Death awaits. So this is part three.
I mean, it's a little, that slogan is a little too realistic. right now.
I want to feel good. Just in give me something Manfrey, to feel good about.
Agent 47 is back for his most intimate and professional contract in his entire career. This is also the dramatic conclusion for the World of Assassination trilogy. I'm so proud to be here to present a little glimpse of the gameplay where Agent 47 is on top of the world in Dubai. Enjoy.
Tom Cruise hung from in a Mission Impossible movie? I think it is.
Yeah, it could be.
Just have to wait until January. Yep. Hopefully not for all of us.
Yeah. Hopefully just in the game. So not quite a launch title. I don't know. That's a month later. Well, I guess we don't know the actual month that the PlayStation will release at. Yeah. They say the holidays. So, but not quite out of the gate with the console. You have to wait until January for that one.
Oh, yes. Astro Boy.
Love it. Hey. No way. Oh, I'm so happy.
Please tell me this is in VR and not just a 2D version of this game.
That's a really good question.
I would be very disappointed if it's they're doing basically what they did with the Lucky series, Lucky's Tale, where the first game was in VR and the second game was not in VR. I mean, I appreciate the fact that Astro's Playroom.
I mean, they're not mentioning anything about VR. I think that's exactly what they're doing here. Yeah, you can understand why, because Astrobot had such good response by people who played it, but undoubtedly it's limited to the people that have the PSVR. And if you've got great IP and great potential with that, you want as many people to play it. And maybe that's just what they got to do the second time around. But that is the disappointment. I would have loved to have seen another Astrobot VR.
Man. Well, I'm still holding out.
I'd still play it.
We haven't heard that it's the VR version yet.
Yeah. All right.
I'm holding out hope.
Thank you for being optimistic. Oh, this looks neat. I like this one.
Yeah. I got some Zelda vibe to it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, it has a total Zelda vibe. Oh, that looks fun.
Old donkey. I'm riding a donkey instead of a horse. It's cute. I'm intrigued. What a mishmash of visuals, right? It's wonderful.
Totally. They've got me. A couple of times through this, I was like, okay, well, I know I would get this game. Like, by looking at it, I can already tell, like, I would enjoy this game. But then now all this footage of the guy sitting on the toilet is kind of throwing me off.
Yeah, any game that juxtaposes a little kid fighting bad guys in the field with an old man pooping.
They're doing something right, whoever it is.
Can't say you've seen that before, right? what a wild thing this is.
Yeah, it really is. Little devil inside. Little devil inside. Love it. Real quick, this Twit News is brought to you. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. I'm good.
Apologies. This Twit News is brought to you by LastPass. Stay in control when it comes to your company's access points and authentication. LastPass makes enterprise-level security simple for your remote workforce. So make sure and check out LastPass.com/twit, and you can learn more. Tuning in back into
Sony's cavalcade of PS5 games. The ultimate title for this.
Yeah, interesting. Mostly just back-to-back game footage. Mostly just back-to-back trailers. Not really many talking heads at all. A few here and there, but not much.
Yeah, pre-recorded little intros, but that's about it. But I think, you know, this is what people have been really wanting. I mean, outside of the obvious, like, cost release date, which it would be strange to get that this early in the summer. But we want to see more gameplay footage. We want something to get, like, incredibly excited about, and they're certainly delivering. Okay. 2K21. For all you basketball game fans out there.
Ball 2020. So will we have the game or the actual sport first? Which one will we have back first? I mean, I guess we're getting NBA games pretty soon, so I shouldn't joke, but it's good. That's in-game graphics. Fall, that's pretty impressive.
Fall 2020. I guess that's fall 2020 for the franchise to release their games. That doesn't necessarily mean fall 2020 for the PS5 game. I was like, wait a minute, that's early. But interesting. Yeah.
And here's another game where you play as a strawberry with googly eyes.
Oh, we've seen so many strawberry, you know, character games at this point.
A very recently discovered species, entirely unique to this island. Oh, this one's lively. Beautiful seed patterns. Oh, and it's tasty too. Welcome to the Island of Bug Snacks.
Creators of Octo, Dad. That's exciting. Very disturbing that you eat a strawberry and then your limbs become strawberries.
Yeah, it looks like you eat things and they become a part of you.
Very disturbing. The sandwich bug,
lobster pineapple. Okay, sure.
My invitation is open. Come join me on the island of Bugs.
Liz! I was trying to carry a lamp with my weenie hands, but I dropped it, and now the town's on fire.
Oh, again?
Bugs Snacks. Okay.
What is that? Wow. That looks like a fever dream.
Yeah, not entirely sold on that one. I guess I'll have to... Stay tuned on that one.
I mean, I guess if you told me there was going to be a game where you play as an octopus who's a father, I wouldn't think it was making any sense either. And that game is really clever and fun, so I'll trust
it's
it.
True, it's true. Yep, that makes sense. All right, Sony, what you got for us? I could see this being the end, the outro of some sort.
No, we have to reveal with us today for this very special event. But before we get to the end of the show, I have something very near and dear to me.
Oh? You have my full attention.
This feels like Horizon, maybe? Near 2 days, or I probably wouldn't do this, but I'm
certainly epic.
Ooh,
whatever it is, golly. Not Epic Games, but
I It's like a Souls game, maybe? Yep.
Reveal yourself.
Demon Souls. Yeah.
Demon's Souls.
So a remake? A remake of Demon Souls?
Blue Point game. Okay. And I had heard prior to all this that Blue Point Games had a, quote, big game in the works. So that would be it.
It's a next-gen first-person shooter about rival assassins locked in a time loop.
This is our unique vision. What Arkane is all about.
Freeform immersive gameplay. A surreal player-driven story smashed together.
Want to see some stylish action? Check this out.
Hello, Black Reeds. Colt, my predecessor, has been pronounced guilty of treason. He is to be shot on sight and forth in perpetuity. Your assistance is appreciated and mandatory. The real party doesn't start until he's dead.
She is not making this easy.
This is very much an Arkane Studios game. They made Dishonored, Prey, and this looks like Dishonored.
It's cold!
Hope you're ready to loot!
Die already!
I don't think it is actually Dishonored. It looks like a new IP, but very much in that style.
That style, yeah. That's dumb.
Good morning, Black Reef. Another day, another death. Our time loops fun.
It was actually revealed last E3 at Bethesda's conference, just as a tease. Can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
I remember seeing it revealed last E3 at the Bethesda conference.
But I'm one stubborn motherfucker.
Beep.
Every loop, I'm learning a little more, piecing together the puzzle. There's 8 targets, and they all gotta die before midnight. There's just one little snag.
You thought it was going to be easy?
Juliana Blake, Black Reef's protector, and a real pain in my ass. She may kill me a million times. But eventually, inevitably, I will break this loop.
This is Deathloop.
Rival assassins locked in a time loop. Interesting. Wonder if you can play either side. Or if you're just...
Yeah, it looks interesting. Really doing up the old school kind of film, like kind of grindhouse like artwork quality.
It's interesting to me, you know, Live, Die, Repeat, that Tom Cruise film, which I think is really underrated, clearly was inspired by video games. And now it seems that video games are kind of Ouroborosing themselves and being inspired by that concept of the Live, Die, Repeat thing. We saw 2 different games in the same conference that have that concept.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Long ago, a young girl went with
with her mother to pick berries for her father, who was hard at work. But the forest greeted them with a dark, cold
silence. What is she saying?
The bushes empty. Yet determined to find the berries, the rascal broke free of Mother's grasp and vanished into the trees. Mother's worried cries faded fast as the girl ran on, over vine, under branch, and into the forest deep.
What is it with that creepy story?
It's just a local tale.
You're really into that stuff?
Quit being so paranoid.
No, no! Friendly! Friendly! Who are you? Who sent you? What's going on? They're coming. Who is?
Is this Resident Evil?
I don't know. It definitely has the horror, you know, the horror game quality aesthetic to it. Be surprised if we didn't see at least one of these. Say, hey, we've got it. Got it covered.
Is the RE4 remake?
Village. Who might be? Oh, hey.
Oh, it is. It's a Resident Evil.
Eight.
Chris?
Village.
Sorry, Ethan.
Resident Evil 7 was one of those games that I could not finish. I played it in VR, and it is harrowing. So...
I don't know that I can bring, like, I've had a sample. I can't remember what exactly it was, a sample of horror in VR, and it just wasn't enjoyable. Like, and I love me a good horror movie, like I totally do, but it was just a little too close. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna have to work into this one.
I have to say that number of games that we've seen today is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't just been a little taste. It's been a whole lot of different experiences covering the gamut.
That's true.
Things look, they look astounding.
Looks like The Division, but I've never seen that kind of armor. Maybe different. Definitely different.
Pragmata.
I'm intrigued by this.
Yeah, me too. That's pretty captivating.
It's a little bit like a some sort of like a Truman Show type thing that they escape from. right?
Yeah, right.
Very cool.
Yeah. Love it. And it's that's 2022, so that's even yet a farther ways out. It's been nice to see them not completely dialing into only kind of like big IP, you know, re-releases or sequels or whatever. There's been a lot of stuff that you just didn't know about that, you know, were very unexpected.
Yeah, it's pretty wild that they would announce a new IP that's that far off.
Yeah,
they must think highly of that project.
Yeah, they must be really excited about it.
It was a first party game.
The old ones.
This is Horizon.
Perished 1,000 years ago.
Ah, I'm so excited.
They're great cities.
Turned. All right, cross it off on your bingo card.
Yeah, man. This is what I was hoping for.
That. Holy cow.
Came new life.
Aloy, back.
I must find a way to stop it. Or it will get worse and worse. Until it destroys us all. There's nothing I wouldn't do to save this world.
It looks like adding underwater levels in the sequel.
No kidding. I mean, the underwater footage is stunning. Look at that. That is amazing.
Really beautiful.
No secret I won't unlock.
Yeah, wow.
No barrier I won't cross. This mission is mine alone. If I falter, if I fail, there won't be anyone left to stop.
Okay, bridge.
What's coming?
There it is. Yep. Cool. Go Horizon Forbidden West.
I have to say, I'm very happy. I was obviously very happy to see this project, but we had a big debate on my podcast about whether Horizon Zero Dawn is the name of the game or it was Horizon Zero Dawn. And I think I've just been proven right that it was Horizon, and now we have a new
right.
Subtitle. So I'm very pleased that I was proven
right
on that.
All right, you won.
People were expecting maybe Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
The entire team at Guerrilla were happy to share the first look at Horizon Forbidden West.
We're continuing Elga's story as she moves west to a far future America.
To brave a beautiful but dangerous frontier masked with mysterious new threats.
Get ready to explore distant lands ravaged by massive storms.
And take on new, powerful machines as you return
to the majestic world of Horizon.
Stay tuned for much more. We can't wait for you to get your hands on it.
I'm very excited about that game. Yeah. Horizon Zero Dawn is a fantastic game.
And I have not played it. I have written it down as a game that I have to pick up because that was stunning. Yeah.
Storyteller, this is incredibly exciting. We're talking a whole new generation of ideas and experiences that we can create for the player.
No matter where they are, no matter who they are,
new experiences like we've never had before.
More iconic, interesting characters, more atmospheric, immersive worlds for players to explore.
We want to wow players.
Expect the unexpected.
And I, for one, can't wait.
You can't wait.
We can't wait to share them with you.
It's so exciting.
Incredibly exciting.
It's really about
for the players and for the players.
As a developer, that's an amazing feeling to have.
Welcome to PlayStation 5.
Are we going to see the form factor?
I hope so. But would they do that on a game showcase?
Well, theoretically, if this is what would have been their E3 showcase, you'd think that's how they would end things, but...
That's a good point.
I think that might be what we're leading up to here.
Do it. Release the Kraken.
Manifesting out of trillions of spheroids.
Oh, so much buildup over a console that's just going to end up going under your TV, you know?
It's a black box, but this black box looks slightly different than the other black boxes.
Exactly. It's got an angle over here and not a right angle either.
Boy, it sure looks a lot like the Xbox 360.
That
was so touted by Microsoft so many years ago.
Yeah.
It kind of looks a little bit like one of the fans, you know, one of those like Dyson fans you put in your room too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it Fair helps difference. To kind of illustrate the design of the controller as well by comparison, yeah. Right? Like now we see how the design of both of them play into each other. The controller was definitely a tease forward to the design of the PS5.
Yeah, again, I mean, the white of the controller was a tell for how white the console would be. Are you down for the return of white plastic? I mean, we had white plastic two generations ago, and now we're back to white plastic.
I'll tell you what I'm down for. I actually really am a fan of the panda look, the like black and white, the Oreo, whatever you want to call it, the reverse Oreo. I don't know what you want to call it, but I really like the panda look.
Yeah. Digital edition. They're doing what Microsoft is doing. There's with the disc drive and without. I wonder what the price difference is going to be.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Is that... Yeah, what? How do you price that differently? Is that $100, $150, $200 difference? Pulse 3D wireless headset. Remote, of course.
Does it come with the camera? Or these are accessories, I'm guessing.
Yeah, this is a full list, a full kind of...
New camera is a little disheartening as a fan of VR. I was hoping for an inside-out... headset update.
Most striking console design yet, and you've seen games that can only be enjoyed with the full range of PlayStation 5's features and power. At PlayStation, we believe in generational transitions, and we put years of work into making them happen. We want you to enjoy the unique benefits of moving from one generation to the next. Thank you for joining us. We're launching later this year, and we have tons more to share. Welcome to PlayStation 5.
All right. So not only did we get a whole cavalcade of games to ogle at, but we actually got our first official look at the console and first indication that the console will release in a version with the drive, the 4K Blu-ray drive with 100 gig capacity, and then without, so a digital edition, and obviously you'd save some money, I imagine, by getting the digital edition. But smart move at this point. Like you can't I think both Microsoft and Sony are showing that you can't quite completely get rid of physical media yet. Maybe that's the next iteration, but not yet, not now.
Well, You know, I'm not allowed to talk about Last of Us Part 2 yet. Tomorrow the embargo is up, but I've been playing Last of Us Part 2, and in order to play it, I downloaded 80 gigs onto my PlayStation 4. So, I mean, this is where we are with the level of fidelity that you're getting from these games. A digital only is great. As I was just talking earlier, I want fewer physical things in my world, but these games are going to be very, very large, and I'm curious how big the hard drive is going to be. I'm curious, you know, what the price difference is between the physical drive and the non-physical drive, because if we're talking like $100, that might be a real significant way to get the price down on this thing. If you're talking like a $500 version and a $400 version, or you're talking a $400 version and a $300 version, I think that's probably very unlikely. But yeah, it allows them to say, as Apple always does, starting at and have that low price and make it seem like an inexpensive device when the one with the drive is really the, you know, $600 or $700 might be where you're at with that one, because the other one allows them to say, hey, we have a $400 or $500 device.
Right, starting down here. Now the camera that you mentioned, you had said you were disheartened to see the camera because you were hoping for Inside Out. Does the camera necessarily mean that we wouldn't see Inside Out? I mean, the camera's used for other things on the PS4, right?
That's a great point. And certainly that was my gut reaction is, oh man, if they're showing a new PlayStation I don't know any, there certainly weren't any products that looked like they were using cameras, but maybe a big part of the PlayStation 5 strategy going forward will be streaming. We don't know what streaming solutions. We know that the PlayStation 4 was built around streaming. There's an entire button on the controller for streaming. So maybe they're hoping to have a Twitch level streaming capability where a camera would be useful to be able to see the people playing. Maybe that's what the update to the PlayStation Eye is about. But I certainly hope it's not. I mean, one of the big problems I have with PlayStation VR is that the tracking is subpar because they retrofit the tech into old tech that they already had. The PlayStation Eye camera, the wands from the old days of competing with the Wii. And I really hope there is a revision to the PlayStation VR technology that embraces where that tech is now, with Inside Out tracking, with better hand tracking, so that you don't need an external camera. But so, and I saw a new version of the external camera, I immediately leapt there. But maybe you're right. Maybe that's not at all what they're thinking.
Who knows? I mean, I'm just thinking about in our household, like, yes, the camera gets used when I throw the PSVR on my face. It also gets used in a couple of other games that my kids play, like Just Dance is one example. But I don't know that would justify the existence of this camera. It really seems like the camera is very tied in with PSVR now. So you're probably right. But I would be, I would be pretty disappointed if they did come out with another PSVR headset that didn't have some sort of modern technology built into it, which is just the way that's headed right now is Inside Out. Yeah. That would be kind of, you know, maybe that's why we're not seeing it now.
Yeah, I think one of the barriers to people adopting the VR tech is all of the having to set up the camera, having to set it up in a specific place. If they were able to do a version that was wireless and had Inside Out tracking, I think it would be a big game changer, and I think it would open up that experience for a lot of people. So that's what I'm hoping for. Maybe we get to see that in 2021. But I think what we saw today was pretty exciting. There's a lot of really cool looking games, and the hardware itself, much bolder design than I would have ever expected from Sony. I think even the sort of the wildest fan mock-ups weren't as different as this one really is. It is doing what Microsoft used to do, which was try to create something that looked really interesting. And now Microsoft has just gotten to the point where they give you a black box. But I mean, it reminds me of the Xbox 360 reveal, where they were really showing this kind of piece of design as a selling point for the console. So I'm surprised. It's pretty neat looking.
Yeah. Definitely following down that avenue of making your technology kind of stand on its own or be a centerpiece when it's installed instead of this thing that you stick on a shelf and forget. It's practically impossible to set that design on a shelf and then forget that it's there. It's very bold and it's very like highly contrasted as well. So it's meant to stand out. It's not meant to blend in. So I don't know. I like the design personally. I think it's well done without being like overdone in the sense that like some gaming design, when they're trying to go high design, you know, they throw like massive amounts of LEDs on there to just, you know, to throw color splashes all over the place. And that I feel like goes a little too far, but I like what I saw here. And I don't know. I'm excited. If I had to guess on price, I guess that would be kind of hard considering what we know right now. But I mean, $450 for the lower, the one without the disc. I mean, I don't know, somewhere around there. Does that sound about right for you considering what we know?
Well, my estimate for the price went way up in discovering that they're going to have two SKUs, right? Because I felt like they couldn't really break that $499 price point. That feels like the upper bound for how you can release new hardware now. But if you're offering a lower priced version, it feels to me like maybe the lower version is the $499 and the upper version is the $599, you know, there's a lot of really interesting articles about how expensive on paper what they're talking about inside the PlayStation 5 is going to be. So maybe this is a way for them to create price options and therefore allow them to come out with a console that's actually more expensive and kind of break that $499 barrier.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see. I'm sure we aren't going to have to wait too much longer. Probably in a couple of months, we're going to get more clarity around kind of the release date and the price. I mean, Sony's really doing the trickle approach right now, trickling out these events and the news.
Yeah.
And really cool stuff to watch today. And Jeff, I really appreciate you hopping on to join me for this commentary through watching Sony's reveal of the future of gaming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a blast. I'm so excited. And I think there's a lot to look forward to in these new consoles. You know, we didn't have an E3. This was kind of our E3. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Microsoft does next. And as we hear more about all the great stuff that's coming at the end of the year.
Indeed. So, Jeff, you have the DLC podcast 5x5 network. That's 5x5.tv/DLC. Is that right?
Yeah, that's my gaming podcast. I also have a movie and TV podcast called the Slash Filmcast at slashfilmcast.com. I have a comedy science show called We Have Concerns. You can find it at wehaveconcerns.com. And I do a long form Dungeons and Dragons show that I'm really proud of called The Dungeon Run. That's on YouTube. It's also an audio podcast. Search for The Dungeon Run.
Right on. Jeff, it's so much fun hanging out with you. Thank you for hopping on with me today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jason. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. As for me, of course, I'm all over the Twit network. You can find me on Twitter at Jason Howell. If you want to find this and other live events like it, all you have to do is go to twit.tv/news. Twit news feed can be found there. You can subscribe, audio, video, link out to YouTube if that's where you prefer to get your Twit content, and subscribe. And when we do live events like this, they will go into that feed and you won't miss a single one. We hope that you'll do that. Otherwise, thanks to everyone who helps do this show and make it happen. Thanks to John in the studio. Thanks to Carson for producing. And thanks to you for watching and listening. We'll see you next time on Twit News. Take care, everybody.